That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters, on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yep, yep, and yep. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? We are back for another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig. Yeah.
In the world.
In the world. I'm your host, Big Jaw, along with my co-host.
I'm still old man Tone.
Old man Tone.
Old man. Whenever I watch something that I remember
being a lot better.
If I enjoy a movie, I'm gonna do something clever with it.
Right.
But I got that old man Tone energy right now.
Damn.
Yeah. I got some takes. I got some takes.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay. So old man Tone and Big Job, we are now today reviewing the film, the 1992 film Candyman. The first Candyman.
Yeah.
It's Halloween a month, man. So we're gonna go through the old Halloween joints, man. The scary films, the horrors. We did a few of them already, man. But now we are doing the original Candyman.
Yeah.
And it stars Virginia Madsen, Alexander Berkeley, and Tony Todd.
Tony Todd. Candyman. Do you give Tony Todd his flowers? Like, you know, with a guy that plays do you want to give him some weeds or, you know, whatever?
Nah, Tony, so here's the thing. We don't have a lot of black horror films, right?
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of black horror villains.
Mm-hmm.
Candyman, I remember as a boy, 1992, I was 11, bro. And I was like, no. Yeah, I was. I was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was afraid of this film.
Ooh.
Yeah. Candyman, his acting, his look.
That face, me. That, you know.
Yeah. Remember back in the day, Bloody Mary? It's Candy. He became that for us.
Yeah.
And so he did a great job of being the scary villain.
Tony Todd was excellent.
Right. So I'll give him his flowers for that.
Uh-huh.
He was great. Now, I mean, Virginia Madsen, who played Helen, Helen Lyle, she was a good... The acting wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Nice
rack on Helen.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing, and as a kid, I should remember that.
Yeah.
Helen was low-key thick. Helen, yo, whoa.
Yeah.
I said, what's going on? Helen was cracking.
Yeah, nice rack on Helen.
And then I didn't pay attention to it until... She had to, and then you notice because there's another scene where there's another girl, another young lady in a bra, and You was like, okay, she flat chested.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You saw Helen and her bra. You was like, oh, Helen, mm-hmm. Helen low key packing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Helen had some yams on her, some front yams, man.
That's a classic white boy term to like nice rack.
Nice rack.
Nice rack. Nice rack on Helen.
Over the shoulder boulder holder. That's super white right there.
That's very white.
Oh, man. Helen Lyle,
uh-huh.
the main character of this project. She is a journalist?
She's like a researcher. She's like a grad student,
yeah.
you know, who is studying urban legend.
Yes.
With her black homegirl.
Her black homegirl, Bernadette Walsh,
mm-hmm.
played by Casey Lemons. And she did great, too.
She did great.
I liked her.
Yeah.
So a few other names in this film is... Vanessa Williams.
Okay.
Who played Anne-Marie McCoy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Always love to see Keisha from New Jack City.
Yes.
Yeah. Always.
And she played a totally different character.
Yeah.
I love her range, mm-hmm. man. So this film, I remember in 1992, I watched it probably that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
There was a few movies that came out around that time. Candyman, Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah.
Jacob's Ladder was another
terrifying.
One. Man, with the song. This uh-huh. is around the time where the Freddy's was coming out, the Halloween's, the Jason's.
Yes.
And we don't do those films because they're not blackbusters. But,
right.
But we're doing Candyman. And we made a statement before.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
I don't want to move too fast. So Helen Lyle is a researcher on urban legend, and mm-hmm. she's trying to find a story.
Yeah.
So she hears about this urban legend called Candyman, and because this woman Ruthie D, I think is her name. She gets killed in the Cabrini Green Projects,
mm-hmm.
which is a notorious projects in Chicago.
Yep.
And very dangerous, very aggressive, very poverty-stricken.
It's got a reputation for a reason.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So this woman just comes up dead, and the urban legend is that Candyman killed her. He mm-hmm. came through the wall and sliced her up. He's a man, tall, big guy,
yep.
with a long brown trench coat with a hook on his right hand.
Mm-hmm.
His right hand was sawed off,
and
they stuffed a hook in his nub, and that's how he kills a lot of his prey.
Yeah.
Urban legend. People don't believe it, but she's trying to research it to see what's going on. She's investigating this old murder.
Yeah. And she doesn't believe it, at least initially.
Right.
But, you know, all of her work is on, you know, some theory about how urban legends get started.
Right.
Or about how they remain or how they stay. I like this movie.
You liked or you like?
I still like it.
Okay.
Because I still think the concept is cool. Mm. Piggybacking off of everything that you said, which, you know, we had Freddy and you had Jason and we had Candyman.
Right.
Right? And so the concept still holds. The performances were still great. Hot take.
Hot take. Let's get it.
I think Candyman is a bitch ass nigga.
Ooh, explain. Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. give me a little runway.
I'm gonna let you get some runway.
So Candyman is the son of a slave.
Uh-huh.
Right? But like he gets sent to the best private schools and then becomes an artist.
Right.
So he's kind of like a house nigga, right? Like,
right,
you know,
right,
he's,
right, right.
you know, so uh-huh. he's already got that kind of like vibe
right,
to him.
Right.
Falls in love with a white woman and impregnates her.
Right.
So he's reckless.
A white woman or someone's daughter? Like she's a young.
She's a white wealthy man's daughter.
How old was she though? Was she a woman or was she?
She was a woman. She was a woman. He wasn't pedophile.
Okay.
You know, but basically he has a relationship with the daughter of a wealthy white man
right.
that he was commissioned to paint.
Right.
Right. So he's reckless.
Mm-hmm.
Now they kill him. They do him dirty.
Right.
They 100% do him dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Foul for that. But instead of coming back to take revenge
right.
on the white people that killed him or their family or their legacy, he comes back and starts killing black people in Cabrini Green for clout. For clout.
For clout.
He says numerous times in the movie, to make sure that y'all don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. So he's killing black people with, you know, for clout, falls in love and dies again for another white woman. Right? So, like, you know, he is like...
Candyman's a buster.
He's a buster.
He's a coon.
He's a buster. He's like, he's a real buster. Even when, like both Helen and her homegirl, Ruthie, they both...
Bernadette.
They both say his name five times.
Bernadette doesn't.
Oh, she only says the four times. Yeah.
She's like, you didn't do it with me. Yeah. You're supposed to do it with me.
He shows up, kills her own GP.
Just, but not until halfway through the movie.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Let's start there.
Yeah.
All right, so...
He's a buster. So everything that I say about this film has a lot to do with my personal feelings about Candyman as a character.
Right.
Not the film, but as a character.
Uh-huh.
He's shady.
Okay.
He's a buster.
Yeah. I like that take.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that take.
Yeah.
So Candyman, once you say his name five times, he appears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, in the conversation about, they're talking about people, a girl that got killed, our student, right?
Yeah.
And she was babysitting, and she had this boy come over.
Yeah, but that was like urban legend.
Right.
Right? Like, this is when the white girl was talking about it at the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
That kind of feels like, did you ever hear the story of kind of, you know, kind of Candyman? We don't know if it's true or not, but
right.
That's how the movie begins.
And based off of how he's killing everybody else, this is probably true.
Right.
Except he kills her right away.
Yeah.
The dude's downstairs, he sees the blood come through the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's crazy. How did that happen?
Why don't he kill him?
He got away. How do you get away?
Right.
No one gets away from Candyman.
Right.
Right.
And if I say his name five times and you happen to be in the room with me or the other room, why do you get got? You didn't do nothing.
I didn't summon you.
You didn't call. You didn't summon.
You're supposed to murder the person that summoned you.
Right.
Right.
So there's that. There's a lot of that going on.
There's a lot of holes in this story.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, all right, y'all just doing things just to be doing it,
mm-hmm.
or y'all just doing things lazily and not thinking that we're going to pay attention mm-hmm. to that. So they, because Bernadette and Helen are in the window and are in her mirror in the bathroom, and they both say Candyman. And the fifth time. Mm-hmm. Helen says it, but Bernadette doesn't say it. Helen even makes the statement. You didn't even say it. You didn't say it with me.
Right.
You didn't say it the fifth time.
Because she's smart.
So she's supposed to be safe.
Yeah. Black people don't play like
and
that.
And Candyman didn't even show up.
Yeah.
He didn't show up.
And he shows up instantly.
Right. That's the whole point.
So.
Why didn't he show up?
Because he sprung off of Helen and her knockers.
Right.
Like,
you're still supposed to show up.
Yeah.
Whether you kill her or not. But
yeah.
But, like, why all of a sudden she is, why does he fall in love with her and not the first white girl?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Right? Like, this is the, like, I again, love the movie, but this is a very specific plot hole, right? They don't explain why he doesn't show up instantaneously with Helen.
Right.
They don't explain, like, if it was like, oh, Helen is the... It's from the bloodline.
That's something
different. Of the girl that
she's a great grandchild of the slave owners.
That makes sense, you know. But they don't give us any of that.
She's find out when she because she leaves to go to the library and finds out some history, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she should find out. Oh, my great great grandfather was the overseer here at this, and his daughter was the wealthy owner. My great grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why he falls in love with her. They had none of that in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, okay, I don't understand why. What's his affection for her?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. It just they. I don't like in films where the writers just make things is.
Yeah.
Without explanation.
Because Candyman's a buster, right? Like you know he's.
But he should have been a buster for the first white girl.
That's what I'm saying.
She was cute.
Giving up the buns.
On some sneaky shit.
Yeah, cheating on her man.
Yeah.
That's right up your alley, Candyman.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, like Candyman is like an aspiring like rapper, right? Like, you know, like he does dirt in the hood for clout.
Right.
You know what I mean? And just is fiending for some white buns.
Yeah, yeah.
Just fiending for some white buns.
Right, right. Helen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he says,
he put on his coat for her and everything.
Yeah. Become my victim. He just wanted her and become my victim for what?
For what?
Like, She called you.
Yeah.
She's already a victim.
Yeah.
So my point, I would love to talk to the writer.
You trying to marry this bitch? What are you doing, Candyman?
Yeah, kill it. Clive Barker, Bernard Rose.
Yeah.
The movie wasn't scary for me anymore. All right?
No.
I will say that.
No.
And it was for me as a kid.
Yeah.
And maybe because I'm older, but I don't think so. And let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I think because there weren't too many jumps. Like, she wasn't turning around and seeing them.
Right.
Like, we saw him too much, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they didn't do a good job of hiding him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe because it's 1992 and the graphics aren't good. But nah, the Jasons and the Freddy mm-hmm. Kruegers were...
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to go back to see if those were scary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, Candyman wasn't scary. It was interesting. I love the idea of a Black Hood horror serial killer.
The idea is solid.
That's dope. Yeah.
And... I don't know, like, maybe we get Candyman because of the honey. Like, you know, like, how does he get his name? Because, you know, he gets dipped in the honey and the bees eat him alive.
Yeah.
So he's got a sweet tooth.
He got stung to death.
Yeah. Like, you know, but what's the deal with candy?
Right.
They don't really establish that, like, at all, really. But the concept works. It just seems like it doesn't make sense that he would terrorize his own people.
Right.
Right? Like, it would make sense that, like, if he's going to be haunting anybody, he's going to be haunting the people that did him like that.
Right. So you do know a quick glimpse of the new Candyman, the storyline's a little different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He actually, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
When we do Candyman.
Yep.
Which we might end up doing soon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's an evolution that, you know, but this original version... Solid, has all the pieces, just like it's
missing,
because I think white guys wrote it and directed it,
and right? They were just like, yeah, this I don't think they know how to attach the horror with the hood,
yeah,
for it to make sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah
Like, not make him a slave, if that's the case. Maybe he was a slave, but maybe the overseers or the slave owners were looking for somebody, and then his mm-hmm. own people gave him up, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something like that.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Where, like, you know, his own people were the ones that dropped a dime on him. Mm-hmm. So now everybody in the Cabrini Green, or nobody was there to save him. You know, he was, right. looking for a hut in the Underground Railroad to hide in.
Right.
And nobody opened the door. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, now y'all got to get it. Because y'all didn't help me. Like, that all makes sense,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, like, there's a lot of privilege that Helen has that's on full display.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Helen is afforded the ability to walk into Black spaces without being checked, without fear, without any concern. So she marches right up into the Cabrini Green.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, doesn't say anything. Walks right up to the apartment, walks into the apartment, right? Like, you know, walks right into, like, Helen is everywhere with some hella privilege.
At first, I was like, yeah, I feel you on that. But then think about it. In the hood, if you are Black, you mm-hmm. walk into the Cabrini Green, mm-hmm. you're getting checked.
Yep.
Where you from? You folks, you GD, mm-hmm. you BD, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
They thought she was police. Yeah.
They might say some shit, mm-hmm. and they ain't gonna do nothing.
Right.
Black folks are scared of white folks.
Right.
Black folks prey on other Black folks.
Mm-hmm.
But so I think that's what that was.
Okay.
And for example, the Bernadette, her homegirl, was Black, and she was more afraid.
She had mace in her purse.
Yeah. Did she have a magazine? So like a Uzi?
It was like a clip or something.
That's not a handgun.
That was a taser. That was like the old 92. Oh,
it was like a brick.
Yeah, it was like a brick taser. It was big. Yeah.
I thought it was a magazine to like AR-15 or some shit.
They had volts back in them 92 joints.
But then, and why did the, for some reason, after seeing the Cabrini Green gangsters inside the building, I saw them a second time, and they made me feel like they were props.
Yeah.
Kind of like studio props. Yeah. They look kind of generic a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they had no dialogue.
They had no dialogue. It was like they had no community, right? Like, you know, and this is when you got to be careful with creators operating in Black spaces, mm-hmm. right? The way the Cabrini green apartment is portrayed is totally unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know, those communities are thriving with people.
Right.
Right? You know?
Overpopulated.
Yeah, overpopulated. This shit looks dilapidated. Yeah. Right? The fact that, like, that apartment is in such disrepair. The one that she goes into. Man. You know what I mean? Like, it's in such disrepair. Yet the neighbors is spotless and clean.
Right.
Right? Like, you
she
know.
Too old, but spotless and clean.
Yeah. So it's just like, that's somebody imagining what the inside of.
It looked like a warehouse.
Looked like a warehouse.
Not an apartment.
Didn't look like an apartment.
Right.
There's money to be made. Even if somebody died in there, there'd be another family in there.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, so like the fact that it's just, you know, empty and dilapidated and it's got whole corridors of innards, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just doesn't make any sense.
Not at all.
It just doesn't make any sense.
She goes up there, she climbs to a hole in the wall, mm-hmm. taking pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's murals up, people paintings of Candyman, mm-hmm. and like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote, like, somebody drew, like, the old pictures of the Gone with the Wind mm-hmm. era where the daughter was with Candyman. Mm-hmm. I was like, who drew this? Yeah. These hieroglyphics of this old-ass time.
Maybe, like, Candyman did it. You know what right. I mean? Like, maybe that's Candyman's crib where he brings his
oh, he's an artist.
His white bitches back. Duh. Like, you know.
He's
like,
an artist. You know,
so, like, Candyman has an apartment.
Right. Yes. Where he took a baby that he held for a whole month.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was just so... When I see the scenes, though, I feel like sometimes in some parts of this movie were just thrown together.
Yeah.
The scenes, or they just cut a lot of scenes out. Like, there was a scene where they were at dinner
mm-hmm.
with her Bernadette, her boyfriend, her husband, and this long-haired guy that's, I guess, a writer or something like that.
Yeah, the professor or you know, somebody who's like they're aspiring to be like him.
Right.
Right? Like, he's the authority.
She's like, we're going to crush you. We're going to ruin you. Like, how are you going
to
do that?
Because she didn't even know the story of Candyman. Right. He had to tell her this is what happened to Candyman.
Right.
You know, so he's the authority on it.
But what was the point? I guess the point of that scene was to find the story out.
Yeah.
Right? Because we never saw him again until the funeral.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, he has to be there because nobody else can tell us the real story. Or beyond just say his name five times and this is what happens. You know, he's there to give us the context.
Yeah.
Of who, you know,
that was Candyman is. That could have been better told by somebody from Cabrini Green Project,
yes.
Somebody black or mm-hmm. somebody that she was interviewing.
Yep.
An old woman or the old gender lady, the mm-hmm. two ladies that were custodians.
Yeah. Because they all seem to know who he was. Even the boy knows. You know who he was.
Jake,
boy Jake.
Only black Jake in the history of Cabrini Green Projects.
Who's also homeless.
Okay, so so Jake, his character is
and owns a suit, right?
Under the same jacket. So the Jean guy, man, he did a great job. By the way,
he's a little good creepy kid.
Yeah, creepy kid. Stoic, not scared of nothing.
Yep,
but he's homeless. And he literally wore the same exact outfit
mm-hmm.
a month later.
Yep. Same outfit. Same
so
fit.
So I'm sort of asking myself, is this budget, this film just, like, was he on set for one day?
Yeah. It had to be two because he shows up at the funeral at the end in a suit. Right?
A suit under that nasty-ass jacket.
You know, a fresh men's
and
warehouse
said, I want to go home. Remember, he was at the company. Where's his mama?
Yeah.
Where's his daddy at?
Where's his people?
He's all the way at the police station, and they don't even have his parents don't show up? He's an orphan kid?
Yeah. Because, I mean, they show him literally being homeless. Like, I wanted to be certain that, like, I was seeing that the right way. Yeah,
I initially thought he was just a kid walking around the project.
Yeah.
His home is his. He lives
He's
down
got
the
an
hall.
Apartment.
He like, lives you know, down the hall from mm-hmm. such and such.
A Vanessa Williams character gives him food every now and then. So right. he kind of hangs out around she her door, you know, like a stray cat, you know, because she hooks him up and she feeds him, which might have still been the case. But, like, no, he's got no parents.
Why didn't they just make Jake her first son? And that's his little brother.
Yep. Makes sense.
But him being homeless, him just a kid from the neighborhood, that could easily be the case. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay. And then he shows her something. He takes her to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Where this kid got murdered by Candyman. Mm-hmm. I'm just tripping about how he would just show up when he wanted to.
Who?
Candyman.
Yeah.
Like, he summoned her, never killed her.
Right.
Right? But instead, he's
what are
summoned,
the rules? Yeah. Huh? What are the rules?
Yeah. Yeah. He making the rules up as he goes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, this is not the urban legend.
Right. That's not how it works.
If you summon me, you call me my name five times, I'm going to come in the mm-hmm. mirror and kill you unless you're a fine white girl with some big titties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With a rack.
With a rack.
With a rack.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then I'm in love and I'm going to make you kill all the people around you,
yes.
frame you for it, and then I'm going to kill you.
And then somehow I die again. I don't get that. Like that's
so, and that's why the movie didn't age well for me.
Yeah,
the movie as a kid, this movie scared me.
Yeah,
and it made all the sense in the world. I'm most likely couldn't even tell you how. I couldn't even break the film down back then.
Yeah,
to tell you why it didn't work because it all worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I could tell you why. That's what this whole show is about. To break down films. And the plot wasn't strong, the script wasn't strong.
Yeah,
it was. So of course, this husband of hers loves her, but doesn't love her. But he's cheating on her.
Okay,
it's like come on, man. Like
okay. So
that's crazy to me.
Yeah, that falls apart. So we believe he loves her, but we know he's cheating on her.
Right.
He's so distraught at her being committed that not only does he move his boo in, his side piece in, they immediately start painting the walls.
Pink.
That's how disconnected he is from her. Then she dies, and he's so distraught.
He can't even come out the bathroom.
He can't even come out the bathroom. Says her name five times. She shows up and kills him. What are we doing, guys?
And so I will say this. This is why horror is my least favorite genre of film. And because the objective is to horrify the viewer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I feel like these filmmakers, these horror movie filmmakers, they just do blood and guts, explosions for action.
Mm-hmm.
This is deal with creepy windows or a tap, tap, tap at the window,
mm-hmm.
the door coming ajar out the blue.
Yeah.
Noises like...
Mm-hmm.
That type of shit. And that's what horror films are to me. The plot usually isn't that strong.
Yeah.
The acting sometimes is whack. You know what I'm saying? And then the events that happen, the scenes that happen in the film are kind of the best scenes of the film is the when someone gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
You see blood coming out their mouth. Or you see them getting thrown out of a window. Or somebody, a hand comes out of the closet and snatches them in and the closet door slams closed. That's horror.
Yeah.
And they don't really pay attention to the things that make more sense and make a movie, a story stronger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why are you just popping up? And why does she get all dazed and confused? They're like, now he cut her at one point in time. Or for example, when Dracula,
mm-hmm.
he bites the victim and he doesn't eat her or kill her, he makes her a vampire as well.
Turns her.
Mm-hmm. And now whenever he's around, his blood is running through her veins. Mm-hmm. So now she might be in a spell because of the Dracula, the vampires.
That
around.
Makes sense.
Why all of a sudden he pulls up into the parking structure,
mm-hmm.
broad daylight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, become my victim. And she's like,
Yeah.
And she falls out, wakes up covered in blood. In Anne-Marie McCoy's apartment.
Yeah.
And chops off the dog's head and stabs her. It's like, what am I watching? What? So, how did we get here and why did we get here?
Why? Like, what powers does he have? What, like, because all we know is you say his name five times, he shows up and kills you. Right?
Yeah.
So, why is he, like you said, why is he showing up wherever he wants to show up, whenever he wants to show up? Why do people that didn't call his name five times get murked? Like the doctor, like the psychiatrist at the institution. He ain't did nothing, right? Like he's just sitting there working. He gets murked, right? So like none of that makes sense. And so you're right. I mean, Candyman has the mystique because it was the first time it ever got done, right? Like, you know, they did a Blackula, you know, and so it's been years since I've seen that. So Candyman has the reputation because it came out and we were that young and it was Candyman and it, and there was nothing like it. It's it hasn't aged well. I mean, I think probably the best black horror movie that we've probably seen is probably what we did last year when we did Tales from the Hood.
Tales from the Hood.
Right? Like, you know, like
The Niglets.
The Niglets was a good was a good concept that like worked. Like, you know, we kind of dissected the first one with the police and the right. congressman.
Right.
But at least like with the Niglets, the story makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you know, why they exist.
Why they came back for vengeance.
Why the old why they came back for vengeance.
The owner of the house was the slave owner at the time.
Exactly.
Now this new politician lives in this new house.
Yeah.
White guy who is racist.
Right.
And they could be coming to get you too.
It seems like Candyman would only have vengeance for white people.
Yeah.
He didn't even there's a guy walking around the Cabrini Green with a hook. That, like, this guy gets a pass. Like, you care about clout and reputation.
But this guy is impersonating
this guy is impersonating you. But you don't, but no issue. No issue for that dude, right?
And why didn't Jake scream or say something? Helen, watch out.
Why did homie walk in just to, like,
hit her over the head?
Just to hit her over the head.
They didn't mug her?
They didn't mug her. They didn't rape her. They didn't, you know, like, so that doesn't make any sense. Right? Like,
and why are they a part of the same crew that was in the Purple and Blue?
Yeah. Like, who are they?
Who are these dudes?
Who are these dudes?
And, the same day, they catch her. And he goes in there and says the line, and it was number five.
Yeah.
And he goes to jail.
Yeah.
And what about the other three guys that were with him?
Right. The like, that part is insignificant to her. She just, you know, it was
significant
five.
To the plot.
Yeah.
It didn't have to happen.
Right.
That scene, this fake, this fake Candyman did not have to be there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then Jake outside is watching.
Totally unnecessary.
Right. And then now he goes, she had her eye toe up.
Mm-hmm.
She's at the police precinct with Jake. And he's like, I want to go home. Where's home, nigga? You homeless.
Yeah.
But when he said, I want to go home, I didn't think he was homeless. I'm thinking, okay. He
want to go back to.
To his mom's house.
Yeah. To his apartment.
Apartment, but we never saw his family.
Mm-hmm.
So who's this boy, this little orphan kid
that
old girl Vanessa Williams' character, Anne-Marie McCoy, should have been taken care of.
Right. What was the significance of the bonfire? Like, why were they stacking all that shit up? You know.
A big-ass bonfire.
That shit was huge.
It was, come on.
That was some Burning Man type shit.
Right.
Right. Like, that
and
shit.
The police would let that go huge. On?
Yeah. That, you know. So it was so Candyman is close. Like it's close. Again, I love the concept. I remember it being much tighter.
Yeah. Right?
Like I remember it being much tighter. Upon rewatch, the movie still works, but the unanswered questions are just required.
Right.
Like, why is he so into Helen?
Right.
Why? Like, you know, why does he have this mesmerizing effect on her? That she falls asleep and wakes up in places with no recollection of
and she's
of,
killing
of what's
dogs.
Yeah.
And
how does Candyman get re-killed?
How does he burn to death?
How does he burn?
And so I feel like they were just letting him do shit. They were making him. I feel like they were just doing shit, making up shit on the fly.
Yeah.
Like he can just fly out of a window.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Break through the window, all that stuff. And now here's the thing. When they first had her, they wrapped her up in this, they had her in a wheelchair. She was chained, she was strapped into this wheelchair. They let her in, into the office, and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't get back in when they hear the crash.
Listen.
The door was locked all of a sudden?
Man,
who locked
on.
It?
Come on. Then she climbs through, she climbs out, crashes through another window. You know, it's just, it doesn't.
Crash through a window, and a nurse lets her in with no regard, as if, come on in. Like, oh, what are you doing out here?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get some security.
Right. Nobody from the hospital thought to call her husband.
She escapes.
She is to tell him
and
that she escaped.
She runs from the hospital to her house.
Yes. Where they've been painting for hours. Come on.
She's been gone for a month. I guess he'd been in his mental hospital for a whole month, right?
Yeah.
So Jake is still in the same outfit.
Right.
Now, this dude moved his girl in. I mean, his side chick in.
Yeah.
And she's okay with this, too. Like, you got this chick. You got your lady. Mm-hmm. This guy's wife is murdering everybody.
Yeah.
But as long as y'all together and can paint pink walls, you're going to be with this dude. I'm thinking about this dude. I might not want to live in this house.
Yeah.
This the same house
but she's,
that I mean, she murdered her best friend in.
And but the girl is infatuated with the guy.
Yeah.
They established that
at the
right at the beginning. Right at the beginning. They also established that that's where he be at night.
Yeah,
right? 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, it's completely obvious, right? So, and she's trying, and he's an ass. So, you know, she's, you know, whatever. Like, you know, telling her whatever. But, like, the fact that nobody would have called him the day that she breaks out of the hospital.
The hour.
Yeah. Yeah, listen.
And no one would have came to the house to find her?
The most obvious place to go. Like, nobody has any idea where she might go.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on,
come
man.
Come on, man. So, yeah, I mean, I want to see the remake. I never saw,
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, hold on, real quick. Mm-hmm. Remember she was trying to leave from her apartment, and she came to the hallway of her apartment and saw Candyman at the end of the hallway?
Mm-hmm.
She ran back into the hallway.
Yeah.
And went back into her apartment and locked the door.
Mm-hmm.
And turned around, and he was already in the house.
Yeah,
he can just transport and teleport. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, that's fine. He's a ghost.
Yeah,
and that's the case. A ghost that can burn up. That's hilarious. A ghost that she can actually stab with something. A
ghost that can burn up.
And she stabbed with a hook.
Right.
She stabbed him with another.
Where'd that hook come from?
And why was he asleep?
Yeah, come on.
Candyman asleep, snoring. Yeah.
Because Candyman's just he's a buster.
He's tired.
Candyman is just a regular dude. Like he's just he's a round the way guy.
Yes.
Like he's a rapper. Candyman is his stage name.
Yeah.
Right? Like
he's a real Candyman.
Yeah. Because like those liberties that they take between him being a paranormal.
What is he?
He's got real regular guy tendencies,
right?
Like, and he can get killed. And that's, you know, when we got to the end, I was like,
not like killed from like a cross or like the demons. Like his soul, his black soul crumbled under the like an exorcism or something like that.
Yeah,
you can burn him.
This fool just died.
Mm-hmm.
He just died. And how is it? Well, they established that, but let's. Like, when Candyman breaks some rules, with Jason and Michael Myers, we know that they're, like, paranormal, supernatural things, but we know that they can be hurt.
Right.
Right? But they're, like, juggernaut type type things, right? Like, you know, like, they just keep coming. You can shoot them, they're going to get back up, right? Like, just like zombies on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Freddy, we know Freddy's rules, right? Like, you know, he lives in the dream realm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you can kill him in that realm.
Right.
Like, you know, just don't fall asleep. If we just knew what Candyman's abilities were.
Yeah.
You know, if we knew, like, if this fool could stick some bees on you. Right. Like, you know, like, that makes sense. Right. Like, you know, but I don't even understand, you know, the significance of the hook. Like, why they cut off his painting hand. And then they shoved a hook on
him. Put a weapon on him.
Why?
Why? unless he put one on himself.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
It's just
it doesn't make
so
sense.
Back to I'm still tripping off the shit they just make happen.
Yeah,
she runs back into her house, locks her door, and then he's inside the house still, right? So now she's over here getting beat down by Candyman. He's playing with her, not killing her, but he's toying with her.
Yep.
Bernie shows up with flowers in the hallway, knocking. Hey, Helen, it's me, Bernie.
Right.
Are you there?
Right.
She hears her scream and she walks right into the door that's supposed to be locked.
Yes.
I'm like, y'all just lazy.
Yeah.
Y'all are just, who's the AD on this project? Who's the line supervisor on this project that's not realizing the continuity is off?
Yeah. There's a.
She should have kept her little ass, even if it's probably unrealistic for a woman of her size to be able to run through a door, but she should have been kicking at the door or have her own key because this is her best friend.
Right.
Even though it's kind of weird to have the key to your best friend's house that's married to a man.
Yeah.
But maybe she had a key.
Maybe they're just that close.
She went under the doormat. Got the key,
right.
They opened something, but
right.
I'm nitpicking, of course, but these are things I think about when I watch films.
But these are easy fixes.
Yeah, man.
These are easy fixes. Again, I love the mystique of Candyman.
Yeah.
I like the fact that the franchise exists.
Right.
But the movie is flawed.
Yes.
It's got some major flaws.
The script.
Yeah. Like, when you do horror, we have to know why.
Why isn't strong enough. Why? Isn't it clear enough?
Like, why and what are his abilities, right? If it's a slasher, you know, why is he killing?
Mm-hmm.
It's usually for revenge.
Right.
You know, if it's on some Jason stuff, like, the Jason stuff is unrealistic, but we just know he's a mad killing machine.
Right. He can't die.
He can't die, and he's going to kill everything.
Right.
Right? When you get into some summon type shit, it's like you said earlier, man, like, I didn't summon you. She didn't summon you. Why are you killing me?
Why does the doctor get killed?
Why does the doctor
get killed? And then why does he not kill her right in there? Mm-hmm. He releases her and flies backwards out the window.
And why does Karen have superpowers? Not Karen, Helen. Why does Helen have superpowers?
All she did was burn. He didn't bite her. He didn't have sex with her.
Right.
There's none of his possessed blood running through her veins.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, she saved this baby from a burning fire. Mm-hmm. Burns her back all up and still dies.
Yeah.
And then she gets summoned back.
The end of the movie, when the hood shows up for her funeral.
But before that, right. Where her family, my nigga?
Yes.
Helen didn't have nothing but this husband that cheated on her and the husband's homeboy. And then the husband, the writer homie, and then the lawyer homie. And who's the other white dude that was across? Like, she had no button, and she killed her only friend.
She got no fam. She just got Bernadette.
No mom, no dad, no brothers, no sisters, no mm-hmm. uncles, no aunts, no grandparents. Like, yep. No other homies.
Come on.
Like, I feel like this is a low budget film. Like, and then the whole hood pulls up. Young Jake does in the suit and that raggedy ass shirt, jacket still. And why would he throw the hook? You throw flowers, money, prized possessions of the person. Like,
yeah.
And me and you were homeboys from way back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And let's say you let me borrow, a Michael Jordan, rookie card.
Yes, right.
Some memorabilia,
something that matters,
or a watch, or mm-hmm. something like that. Or something that we both have that's important to both of us. Or I might throw your football cleats in there with you, bro.
Yeah.
Why the hook?
Why would they let them put the hook in there? First of all, why they there? And they there because the movie is trying to say, thank you, white lady, woman,
for saving us
from Candyman. Right? Yes. Like,
for being the martyr.
Yeah. For saving killing Candyman and saving the black baby. Like, you know.
Killing the monster Candyman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for us to pay homage to you for saving us from the monster,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna throw the monster's hook to be buried with you.
Yeah. The whole hood is going to walk to your funeral.
Single file line. Well, it was like a dual line.
Right. We're gonna get Jake a suit. So he can pay respect. Come on. Yeah, this doesn't make sense.
So the best part of Candyman is the horror part where you see him, he's talking.
Yeah.
That deep voice and all that. Yes. But really, the script is all over the place. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. I feel like back then, in 92, they were making great films.
Mm-hmm.
This just wasn't great films from great scripts.
Yeah.
This wasn't a great script.
The best parts of Candyman are, like you said, Candyman being menacing. Right,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, the Helen, the deep, that part is probably the best part of the movie is the mural in the abandoned apartment.
Yeah,
that's the best part. Okay, so since we're on best parts, let's give out some awards real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the MVP?
Hold on, real quick. Uh-huh. Why did Candyman kill the little boy and cut his pipe off? Pause.
I don't know.
And put it in the toilet.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Because Candyman's a hater. He's a buster.
He's just chopping off a kid dick and shit like that. Pause.
Yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because it Candyman is bad that there ain't no white women in the hood.
Right.
So
finally, we got a white woman that's coming here taking pictures of my murals.
He's bougie and he's arrogant.
Yeah.
And he's a house nigga. And he's like, yeah. I hate the fact that my soul is stuck around y'all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Niggas, I hate you. I hate you, black people. You stink.
You know, exactly.
This damn Candyman is a coon.
Yeah, Candyman
is Uncle Tom, bro.
He mad. You're like, listen, man, y'all niggas don't even know. I had the baddest, you know, yeah, I had the baddest chick.
Her daddy had to hate on me. Got the whole neighborhood to burn me up and sick they bees on me.
Oh, man.
I finally got me another white girl.
You niggas didn't do shit. You know what I
right.
mean? Like, you know, mm-hmm. and so we got to, the only thing that makes sense is like the white woman shows up and suddenly like Candyman is like all in with a supernatural energy.
Yeah.
And he's doing everything.
And he's warning her. She's false. She's passing out mm-hmm. every time he comes around.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Candyman's like, hell yeah, I gots to have it. That's really like, despite everything, the movie is about Candyman's inexplicable pursuit
of this white girl.
He's
killing Rottweilers,
mm-hmm.
or he's possessing her
yeah.
to black out and then kill the Rottweiler.
Mm-hmm.
The baby. Where the baby was at the? Why he take the?
Why
baby?
Why he take the baby?
The baby is a sacrifice or something like what?
Well, did they? So they. I guess the connection that I'm making, and this is a loose connection, and I think I'm remembering this correctly. When Candyman impregnates the white girl back in the day,
mm-hmm.
she has a, you know, of course, she has a baby.
Right.
I'm assuming they killed her baby or his baby mm-hmm. and then killed him.
Right.
And so Candyman's trying to put his family back together
okay.
by taking that little baby and Helen, and now he's flesh again.
I got my white girl and my mixed breed baby.
And my mixed baby.
Mixed.
My DeBarge.
Yeah.
And that baby was not mixed.
Right.
As a black baby.
Yeah, it's a black baby by a black mother.
Black baby.
That was just doing her thing,
yeah.
living her life. Was a good one, was a good mm-hmm. person trying to take care of her baby.
Yep.
That was a newborn. Where the daddy at? Did he leave that fast?
Yeah. And killed the dog.
Killed the Rottweiler.
Why
you chopped his head off?
Why?
Let him out the hallway. Let him get up out of there.
Get out of here.
Assuming that the baby's blood wasn't there, they said it was the dog's blood that was everywhere.
Yeah.
But why? So I guess Helen did this, and she was like, I'm not capable of this, no matter how much you think I am.
Right.
I couldn't have done this, but I don't remember what happened. I blacked out.
Yeah.
And then he comes to her when she's strapped down in that room,
mm-hmm.
and he's over her.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's here. He's under the bed. Mm-hmm. And on surveillance, it shows her just screaming.
Yeah.
And real quick, nitpicking uh-huh. once again.
Uh-huh.
The person that they held her down, the sticker with the Thorazine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the quickest prick ever.
Yeah, that's so
she
great.
Said, she put the alcohol, she said, alcohol real quick. She said,
yeah, yeah.
She got the needles. In.
Yeah.
This is how fast, it takes you at least 2 seconds.
I'm glad you remembered
that. What?
I'm glad you remembered that because I noticed that shit too. She didn't even inject her.
I rewound
the shit like four
times. So you saw it too?
Yes, I saw it.
So I'm thinking to myself, this is silly dumb shit like that makes me feel like this movie is whack,
yeah.
bro.
Like she literally wipes the swab and like taps the syringe on her. It happens so fast.
I feel like the set, I feel like they were behind schedule in shooting this project.
Yeah.
And they rushed a lot of shit. And it was like, hey, we need a quick shot over the shoulder
mm-hmm.
or insert of her injecting the syringe, but we're losing time. We got to hurry up and do this action. Boom. Mm-hmm. All right. I didn't really, that was too fast. Let's do it again. The director's like, nope, let's go. Moving on.
Yeah.
You got to get that. She didn't inject her with anything. And so it shows that y'all just speeding past these scenes, my nigga.
I mean, I'm trying to see how much they made it for, how much budget. Its budget was $9 million.
Uh-huh.
That's low.
That's low.
That's low.
So it was a low-budget film.
Yeah. And it made $25.8 million.
Made their bread back.
So they made their bread back.
Oh, and then some.
If
that's a win.
Yeah, it's a win. I mean, like, you know, again, in 92, this was all the rage. We never seen anything like it.
But we have not.
Right? So we couldn't compare it to anything. But if I told you, if I was like, listen, John, I want you to watch this movie, man. What's it about, Tone? I'll tell you. So listen.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. So basically, man.
You're going to tell me, I'll tell you without this, instead of just telling me?
Yeah. Just
right. I'll tell you.
I'll tell you. So like, all right, this movie is about like, all right, so this guy, he's the son of a slave. He's in love with this white woman.
The slave owner's son.
The slave owner's daughter. So they kill him. They cut off his hand because he's a painter. They put a hook in his hand. And if that wasn't enough, they dip him in honey. Sick the bees on him.
Dies from bee stings.
Yes, and he's so mad that he kills all the black people in the Cabrini Green apartments, right? And he does that for years. And why does he do it? Because he doesn't want anybody to forget that he existed, right? And then one day, this white woman shows up. And then the whole movie is about the pursuit of this ghost to get this white woman. Come on, man. It doesn't, like, it's the bones of the movie. The legacy of the movie is dope.
Yeah.
The legacy of the movie is
the
dope.
The name is dope. Candyman.
Everything is good.
The summons.
Yeah.
That's all. The mantra.
Yeah. Fundamentally flawed movie.
Yeah. Script wise.
Let's give out some awards.
Okay.
MVP.
MVP.
Who's the MVP of Candyman?
MVP of Candyman is Is it Helen? Who's most valuable?
It sucks that it's
Helen, right? But usually the protagonist is the MVP. But
yeah,
it's not like she didn't do a bad job of acting.
Yeah.
She was good. The script. So the answer to your question is Helen.
You think it's Helen?
I think so.
Yeah. It should be Candyman.
It should be.
It should be Candyman. It's not Candyman. I want to give this award to someone else so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, like, Candyman's a buster. I don't want to give it to him.
Right.
I'm giving it to Helen's boobs.
Her yitties.
I'm giving it to Helen's rack.
Okay.
Right? Like, you know.
When she was like, take off your brassiere.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take a shower? I said, oh.
Yeah.
She got a little hang time.
A little turn. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't give us a full.
And so, and I knew I was feeling it because my head was tilted.
You doing this?
Yeah. And angle. So, yeah. I mean, like, I can't give it to Helen. I'll give it to Helen because her, like,
she was doing her job.
She was a good actress.
She was passionate. And, but here's the thing. She was passionate about getting her job done.
Mm-hmm.
She was willing to get down and dirty.
Yeah.
Go to the hood.
Yep.
And she was a nice person.
Yep.
She was a good wife, cooking for him and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And when she finally met Anne Marie McCoy, Anne Marie McCoy was like, you know, we don't get too many white people down here doing nice things for us, but you helped me with my baby.
Yeah.
You asking me questions. Like, you seem like a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really a real good friend of Bernadette. Bernadette was with her too. Bernadette was her voice of reason. Like, nah, you're going too deep. Mm-hmm. You're not getting no more film for this camera. Be out of here. I'm scared and I don't want you putting us in danger.
Yep.
So she was a good chick. She's a good wife and a good researcher. She's doing her job well.
Mm-hmm.
And once she started getting clues and getting closer to this Candyman guy, she was still trying to do her job, doing her thing. Her and she can't help that she's fallen. She's fallen in a trance. In a trance and killing people.
Yeah,
I'm assuming that's what's happening. And she's killing people because he's making her do it.
Like, is he possessing her?
Yeah. Like, and we still don't have understanding of how.
Yeah, you know.
So, and then when she finally does it, she was trying to save this baby.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
It was just corny how she was burning up and she was still moving. Like, she was, like, coming out of that barn fire and with the baby. And she gave the baby back to Anna Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Anne Marie, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And her hair is all burnt.
She's
I was like, damn.
She's all fucked up.
She's all crispy.
She's all crispy.
And then she died.
Mm-hmm.
With no family.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Y'all can't even, $9 million, y'all can't give her a family?
You can't give her a mom, an auntie.
Yeah.
A sister.
A brother or a sister or something like that.
Yeah. Nah. Nope.
Even if she's lived in Chicago, but she's from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And they should have came them something.
Yeah. Nobody cared about her.
But she was, I can see she was stupid. Sometimes I hate when the protagonist is stupid mm-hmm. and making bad decisions. Like, she was just doing her job.
She didn't really make any bad decisions. Like, mm-hmm. You know, she was following the lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she calls on Candyman, not expecting anything because she studies urban legend. So she doesn't believe any right. of it is true to begin with, mm-hmm. right? Everything that happens as a result is not her fault.
Right.
Right?
Except she summoned the nigga. That's her fault.
Right.
But that's a fault that I would have made too, because I don't believe in the ghosts and shit like that.
She does not believe in it.
Right.
She, like you can actually, like, when she's interviewing the girl at the beginning, you can see her, like, her disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me more, you know?
Right.
And then, like, but she's, you know, she's trying to be known as, like, the premier expert on this right. in academia. So this is all, you know, fueled by her passion. Now, she's not listening to her homegirl.
Right.
You know what I mean? Who's telling her, like, listen, you know, we going too deep.
Right.
You know, we.
I want to do this because excuse me, they're both researchers.
Yeah,
they're partners.
What are we doing here?
I'm not willing to risk my life
mm-hmm.
for the research.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she came to look. Bernadette was cool. She was cool.
Mm-hmm.
She had a dude that she was questioning, like, you know, you a little too close to this little intern you got
mm-hmm.
or this little student you got. You training nothing going on.
Yeah.
And then she realized something was going on with a dude, and then. She handled it accordingly, like a real one. She just dipped off. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And she spared the little side chick. I could mop you right now, but I won't.
Yep.
You know. But she was cool. It was just Candyman's a buster.
Mm-hmm.
I will get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
The awards. There is going to be an award.
Okay. LVP.
Least valuable player. Least valuable player was. I had it too. I had it. Hold on.
Was it Jake?
Not Jake. Because, he was actually, because she could have found out about, because the mom could have took her to that bathroom.
Yeah.
Jake was, I like Jake being there because he did a good job of acting.
The bathroom was unnecessary. Like, that whole section of the movie.
Why, she got beat up by the,
She, you know, like, I know they did it to build tension.
And to show how dangerous Cabrini Green projects were.
Right. But like they just punched her in the face
for no reason.
For no reason, I get
it. Least valuable player. I had it too. The second interrogating officer, not the black detective, but the other one,
right?
The other one, Or just the black detective too, because he was like, he switched on her.
Yeah.
Before you even realize, it just don't make sense for her to be this killer all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So it might. I know she had her. I know she had the murder weapon in her hand. Mm-hmm. I know that she was standing over something. But what else is going on? I'm asking some questions. Mm-hmm. Something just don't make sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would you all of a sudden you kill your best friend?
Right. That doesn't make any sense.
In your house.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Why did Candyman could have took that baby whenever he wanted to, right? Like, you know, did have some. I think maybe that theory of him trying to rebuild his family would help him make sense.
I like
sense.
That. But that wasn't all the way apparent. Yeah. He should have did a better job of writing that.
The LVPs, I think, are the detectives of the Chicago Police Department.
Or... Mm-hmm. The Cabrini Green niggas downstairs before she walked into the building.
Yeah.
For it to be so dangerous, there was nothing dangerous about
them. Hey, mama.
Yeah.
They was catcalling.
That was it.
Yeah, they was catcalling.
And that's what Cabrini Green is all about, then. That's not too dangerous.
Like, what's the big deal?
Hey, baby girl. Ah, yeah. Please.
So, what I don't understand is I don't even understand why Jake was at the police station.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, they called the police. Why bring him along? Like...
Why, and if he's homeless,
mm-hmm.
foster care.
Yeah, and then
you can't get a hold of his parents.
Are you gonna let him leave with this woman that isn't his mom?
Right.
In terms of Helen, Or if you, when you return him back to Cabrini Greens,
you gotta leave him with somebody.
Do you just open the door? Just like,
and let him off like a found bird?
Yeah, exactly.
There you let go. Him off into the wild?
There you go, Jake. Right? Like,
why ain't Jake in foster care?
Exactly. So,
yeah,
Chicago PD, Chicago Child Protective Services.
So I'm saying when it comes to story, it doesn't make sense. Nothing, there's so many holes in the story. Like, why isn't Jake in foster care? Why don't we see a parent or mom on drugs or something?
Right.
He's just a kid that disappears in this hood. And you see kids in the hood all the time, but they usually have grannies that they live with, grandfathers or parents that are, if they are homeless, he should have been in foster care. Even the statement, hey man, send this kid to the foster unit down there on 8th Street.
If Jake is hood enough to fear Candyman, why would he think that how could Helen sweet talk him into putting himself at personal risk in jeopardy?
Unless you're scared.
Right. You know what I mean?
Like, nothing.
Yeah, come on. Right. Too easy. Like
no money, no food.
No money, no, you know. It's just too easy.
Mm. There was a scene where, remember the first time she went into that Candyman's lair, right? Mm-hmm. And she looked down and saw the razor blade and the candy. So there was like a big little pile of candy.
Yeah.
I guess that's where Candyman came from. But like, what's that pile of candy there for?
Who put that there?
It's not explained.
It's not explained.
And why is it a razor blade in there? You know, supposedly, I thought it was in this film too, but it's not. But in the new Candyman, He was a guy that was like a pedophile or something like that.
So he was the candy man.
And he was doing
that
stuff
makes
like
so much
he was sadistic
sense.
Too. So he was like hurting kids and putting razor blades in candy.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids hurt themselves.
Right. So that makes that room even more inexplicable to me. Like, who put the candy there? Why are there razor blades there? Why is there a Candyman mural up? Right. Like, doesn't make any sense. Overacting award. Anybody win overacting award?
Overacting award would go to Vanessa Williams. Now her screaming about her baby being done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I guess you never know what a woman would say. She sees a bloody crib where her baby was taken from, and she could be like, "Oh my God!" I get it, but
I was researching this. Because she's my overacting award winner as well.
Okay, cool.
I think, so New Jack City comes out in 91.
Mm-hmm.
And Candyman comes out in 92.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to bet that she filmed Candyman before she filmed Keisha. Because,
you think so?
Because she is so comfortable as Keisha. She's so comfortable as Keisha. She's believable. Her Anne Marie McCoy feels like I just got out of film school. Like I just got out of acting school, right? Like, you know, her hood, like we did this when we did Fresh. Her hood was a little bit like, nope, like didn't sound authentic. Like it didn't, you know, it sound like I just got out of acting class and I'm playing single black mom number three.
Speaking of, I get that.
Yeah.
Yes. She seemed also, she didn't have too much sense.
Yes.
Like, she was just like an airhead, not airhead, but like she was just a dumb single mother of a newborn baby. Mm-hmm. The husband or the boyfriend or the father is nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
And she got this newborn. And she lives in this terrible neighborhood, terrible project.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, we're not doing it. Y'all can't be here. Mm-hmm. Walking to people's houses.
Yeah.
Like, almost like a slave.
Yeah,
almost.
That's what I'm saying. Like
she just seemed like...
Yeah.
But you said this was 92 and New Jack was 91.
New Jack City comes out in 91.
How could you?
I mean, you know, like sometimes like things get filmed and they stay in post.
So
you know what I mean?
She filmed Candyman in 90.
Yeah.
At the beginning of 90.
Yeah.
And then it didn't come out to 92.
Yeah.
And then she filmed Keisha in late of 90.
Yes.
And it came
and
out
now
91.
She's more comfortable and more confident.
Maybe.
Or just because, you know, again, like, there's just something about her character in Candyman that's just like, it's not really authentic.
She just seems, and she also not. She seems like not connected to her reality.
Yes.
Almost like, I'm sorry, but we don't have money. black whites come over here and be nice to us. Mm-hmm. Almost like it's very slavish.
Yeah.
Very like we don't have white folks come over here in these parts. Like,
that's this is the white man's pen.
Like, yeah. Like, so I think she might have. I think Keisha came first, mm-hmm. but she was taking the directing.
Yes.
The direction of the director.
I think this is a good point, and I think illustrating of that, she's a young actress when this comes out, and probably does not have the confidence to tell the director or screenwriter, no one would ever talk like this.
Right.
Nobody would ever say this.
Exactly.
Can we modify these lines mm-hmm. so I think she says exactly what was written.
And exactly how, and he probably told her, Give me more
desperation.
Give me more Seeley.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, she was a little too absent-minded of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can tell these ain't cops.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's so true. Okay, so how are we ranking Candyman?
Jeez, how many fists?
How many fists?
How many black fists are we doing?
Black fists, Candyman is an all-time classic. Candyman, we never need to watch Candyman again. We're not gonna disrespect it.
Right.
But we don't need to watch it again. Where are you going with this?
On the rewatch,
mm-hmm.
Candyman wasn't scary. The script wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
The acting was good. I'm gonna give it a
I can see the debate on your face
because I would like it. I thought I was interested in watching this movie again mm-hmm. for the fact that Candyman, the character, the mystique of the mystery of mm-hmm. the horror serial killer, but the mystique wasn't there. It just didn't do it for me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And I'm gonna give it a two.
You're going two.
I'm going two.
You're going two. I'm going three.
Oh.
I'm going three for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
Despite its execution, I like what they were trying to do. Right? I think this might have been how I graded Dope back in the day. Which is like the concept. It's a two Black Fist movie.
Yeah.
Let's keep it 100. That's a two Black Fist movie.
You talking about Dope or you talking about Candyman?
Candyman. Candyman is a two, but I'm giving it a three because of its impact on the culture. Right? Like, you know.
Okay.
You know, uh-huh. its impact.
Hence they make it another one.
Hence they make it another 20 years one. Later. There's a legacy there. I promise you, everybody is going to remember Candyman fondly. Right? There's mm-hmm. going to be a lot of people that'd be like, I love Candyman. Candyman's known. They probably haven't seen it in years.
Right.
Right?
Well, I haven't.
Exactly. So, and it's a three because I really want to spend more time focusing on Candyman being a buster. Like, I want to write like a blog post about that. Like, you know, like, I think that
Candyman was a coon.
Yeah. I like, the reason why it's a three is I literally, like, if I had a blog, I would go back and do, like, 100 things wrong with Candyman.
Or, this like, 100 like things that Uncle Tom.
Yes. So, like, I could see this movie becoming one of those cult classics for me. Mm-hmm. Where it's just, like, you know, where it's bad but comes around, like, cool again because it's so bad.
Right.
Right? To, like, call out the flaws. Okay. So that's why it's a three Black Fist for me. Legacy... I think it's like I would do a drinking game with it, like, you know, like it's junk food. It's yeah. chili cheese fries, right? Like, you know, it's
ooh,
just
I'm
like,
thinking more like Taco Bell.
Yeah, you know,
chili cheese fries is fire. It's bad for you, but it's fire.
You know,
Taco Bell is yeah.
I don't okay. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. And I almost As much as I found stuff that I didn't like this time around, it was fun discovering that Candyman is a buster. I'm happy I figured that out because I would hilarious. Not. I did not. If somebody had told me, you know, Candyman's a buster, right?
You better. Well, how like, you
what the fuck
that?
Are you talking about? Candyman ain't a buster. You know what I mean? So I rewatched it this time and discovered a newfound hatred for Candyman.
Hilarious.
So like now I want to watch it again to find more evidence.
More evidence. I would watch it again for that reason as well. I give it a two because the story is so bad.
Yeah.
And I don't think I paid attention to story as a youngster. I didn't know. I was just paying attention to what was being said on camera, on screen, and what I was seeing.
Yeah.
Like the hood serial killer, that's dope to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then as I on the rewatch, I'm sure I would have gave it Denver a 4 or 5 back in the day.
Yes.
Now it gets a 2.
Yeah.
For me, because it doesn't age well to me, because I'm not scared of it. The mystique isn't mm-hmm. there, you know. I don't think I paid attention to the fact that he was infatuated with the Helen.
Yeah, upon this rewatch, so here's interesting. So we gave Tales from the Hood, we both gave it 3s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Candyman is probably right there with Tales from the Hood.
It's not as good as Tales from the Hood to me.
Yeah. There's parts of Tales from the Hood that we
because Crazy K
poke fun at.
Crazy K,
mm-hmm.
he's a street dude gangster, and yeah. he get killed by the main 3 guys, mm-hmm. right? That we come to find that out. The Nigglets, that story, the cop getting killed, but the black man that came back. Like, all those stories made sense because they were corny. So it kind of came off as corny as we saw it later on in life.
Right, right, right.
But, like, I just feel like the stories were more intact than the Candyman.
Now, we gave Soul Plane, we both gave Soul Plane 3s.
Mm-hmm.
Is Candyman in the same, I know they're different movies, but is it in the same category? Like, is Candyman a whole category worse than Soul Plane?
Soul Plane had funny moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They had more likable moments. And I could see the main character did it mm-hmm. for me. Even though I would have much liked the movie, I think Candyman would have been better if Vanessa Williams played Helen.
Yeah. See, like,
if the main character was black, mm-hmm. woman doing research on her neighborhood, on her former neighborhood, or the neighborhood down the street from where she grew up at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Helen as an actress did good, but
see, I would have I would love to see 3 comics watch Candyman in that comic mentality.
Yeah.
Like, that shit would be hilarious. Mm-hmm. Cause there's so much there for them to be like, what the fuck? Look at this. Da 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 da. Right? So it's a two, but it's got some intangibles for me. That put it at a 3. Like, you know, just those intangibles.
You got now, it makes me want to go back and watch 2. Because, yes. I mean, the new one. You haven't seen the new one yet, huh?
I haven't seen the new one. I've seen 2, Candyman Farewell to the Flesh. That was the true sequel. That was the true sequel. And then there's that recent one. Matter of fact, there's been like 4 different Candymans.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got to go back and watch those because the most recent one was... kind of like a spinoff, but they talk about
mm-hmm.
Helen Lyle and the baby,
okay,
and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so
I might watch that one tonight.
Watch that just tonight,
to,
bro.
Just to, fresh. To close the loop on on this Candyman.
And my boy Yaya is in it too, man. Okay. Yaya Mateen,
for sure.
He's the main character, and it kind of makes because that movie I anticipated it being better than I thought it was when I first watched when the new Candyman came out. I anticipated it to be amazing.
Was it scary?
It kind of was.
Got a couple of jumps.
Yeah, I'm not really a scary guy, so mm-hmm. I don't really jump too much.
Yeah.
So off of any horror film, but it was good. It was more it was more suspenseful than scary for me.
Okay.
The mystery was there.
Okay.
The suspense, his acting, along with the other actings, I want to say yes. Tiana Paris is in the movie as well.
Okay.
And she did her thing. So it was a good film. I want to watch it. It based off of what I remember from the newest one mm-hmm. and what I just saw the other night.
Okay.
The new Candyman is better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to watch the new Candyman again too, because it kind of explains some of the things that I didn't understand in the new one. Based off me not remembering what happened in the original.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? Like I said, it's... Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to like it because Jordan Peele is part of the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
Nita Costa is the director.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause see, and I think, like, you know, when you put people of color at the helm, telling stories about people of color,
right?
I think it works out great. So I'm gonna see if my wife will be willing to watch this shit tonight.
Yeah,
but yeah,
yep. I still think the new one could be better too.
Okay, but I'm gonna watch it.
But I like this. I think the story was more cracking.
Okay, I'm gonna watch.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I want you to. Should we do it this close? It's still Halloween. Should we do Candyman, the newest one?
Shit, I'm down to do it.
Okay, we might have to do that soon.
Maybe do a live watch.
That's maybe so. We'll have to figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
For sure. But cool. Yeah, man. So two for me, three for you.
Three for me.
Candyman.
Yeah.
Candyman.
Bitch ass Candyman.
Really, like,
yeah.
He should be called Honeyman or something like that.
Honeyman.
Where's the candy come into play? Yeah. That's another reason why.
I don't understand. Like,
that's not self-explained.
I'm assuming the honey.
But yeah, honey is honey. Honey ain't candy.
That ain't candy.
Yeah.
It would be a thing like, yeah, and he uses candy to sweet. It just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense.
You know what I'm saying? So if he owned a candy, or worked at a candy shop, but however, they still doused him in honey, something. I don't know, man.
But I mean, like, in a weird way, like, that's kind of like how black nicknames come about sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, yeah, man, you heard, like, you know, back in the day, they did this guy in Honey Man. Yeah, B, yeah, and they're like Candy Man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, like,
this is sweet.
Yeah.
And then even in the bathroom, it was like sweets. It says something about sweets. Or,
yeah, but it doesn't make sense. And the fact that he's aware that Candyman is aware that people call him Candyman.
Right.
Right. Like, yeah. You know, like and it matters to him.
Yes. He wants people to know his name.
With bitch ass Candyman.
Yeah, hoe ass nigga.
Yeah.
All right. all right. Candyman. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, y'all, for this week of Blackbusters. I'm your host, Big Jai, along with
Old Man Tone.
Yeah, he's going to be Old Man Tone until he sees a film that
I like.
That he likes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Catch us next time, y'all. All right, on another episode of Blackbusters. In the meantime, be good or be good at it. Watch this old Candyman. Go back and watch it and let us know if you feel the same way we feel about this film.
Yeah.
Does it age well for you? Is the script solid? Yeah, let us know what you think in the comments, y'all. Till next time, love life, be good or be good at it. Peace to the max.
Blackbusters.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world. In the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yup. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.